First of all, I just want to say, I want to thank you for this wonderful privilege for me to speak in front of everyone here, for the pastor, for the elder, the deacon. So, today I specifically want to talk about family and what that means.
今天Christian主要讲家庭, 在教会里面家庭意思是什么?
I think it's wonderful to see everyone here, not just the youth, but also the parents and the adults here all together here.
就是非常高兴, 那以前几个月他看到都是孩子们, 今天高兴也看到父母, 看到一些我们所有的国语的这个会众。
Today I just want to speak specifically about what God's telling us family should look like.
今天呢Christian呢就想讲一讲在圣经里看家庭神他的意思。
So we talked about this passage we read together in Colossians. It talks, God's telling us, this is how family should look like.
那刚才我们读到哥罗西书的话，这里面告诉我们，家庭应该是什么样的家庭，神希望什么样的家庭。
This passage describes the very kind of family that the Lord requires and created us to be.
这个几段经文恰恰告诉了神说，家庭神的心愿里面站在什么样的。
A biblical, holy, loving, selfless, and Christ-centered family.
就是说，以神为中心，以圣灵为中心，圣洁仁爱，因此的家庭。
But what's the problem? Here, we read this passage together, but there's a problem in this world that we live in today.
那么我看圣经之后，我们发现我们生活跟这个圣经不太一致。
In this world and society, wives do not submit to husbands, husbands stop loving their wives, and misuse their physical strength and authority.
在这个社会我们看到，父母并不是说丈夫不爱妻子，妻子也不顺服丈夫，孩子们也跟父母来反叛。Children
refuse to obey and rebel against parents, and fathers cause anger in their children, leading towards a separation and a broken family.
就是说呢，在这里我们看到孩子不尊重父母，那父母对孩子呢，也是不是有好的沟通，那么也是，就是说话很粗暴，那么同样就产生了父母跟孩子之间的间隙。We
look at our Christian households and families as well. Wives take charge of the household and control the husband. Husbands physically and mentally abuse their wives. They cheat and lie. They don't take responsibility or leadership.
对，我们看到现在就是基督教里，我们也看到有这种情况发生。 那么，丈夫呢对妻子不忠诚，啊，不是完全的委身。妻子对丈夫呢，在家里边呢也是做了头的作用。Children
run away from home. They look down on parents. They also engage in dangerous illegal activities.
那么孩子呢从家里出走，他们对父母不忠实，也不告诉父母到底发生什么事情。在社会呢有很多的事情，啊，有吸毒啊之类的事情。And
the anger and short tempers of fathers towards the kids hurt them physically. Leading to neglect and gain.
父母，特别是爸爸，对孩子的这个话语的粗暴，以及行为上的这个粗暴，造成了孩子们呢更大的伤害。So
everything I just described here, this is what a self-centered family looks like. That's the problem.
那我们现在讲的所有的一切，看到是什么呢？是一个自我为中心的教家庭是什么样的，造成的这个后果。But
why does this happen? Parents and children are not living biblically, neglecting daily prayer. The scripture reading, and not practicing their faith at home, or only at church.
所以为什么会发生呢？为什么这种会发生？因为我们看到，在我们基督徒的家庭中间也看到，我们也并不是每天重视灵修、不停祷告，我们也并不重视我们把圣经的话语放在生活里面去。所以我们只是星期天来教会，但我们并没有真正的领受教育，造成了这种自我为中心的家庭。Other
practices or other examples is families are not practicing the fruits of the spirit. Which include forgiveness, self-control, patience, goodness, and love, and so on.
所以呢，因为这样，我们接受圣灵所说的，圣经里所说的圣灵的真理。And
they follow the advice and wisdom of the world instead of God's, and not allowing Christ to lead, influence, and heal the family.
就是说，所以我们是什么样的？我们按社会上的一套标准来经营我们的家庭，而不是按神的话来经营我们的家庭。所以我们家庭是个自我中心的家庭。
Many families are looking for other means, like, for example, retreats or vacations, therapy, programs, or being more strict. And only they think about themselves and not others.
So,
But what does the Bible say? If we look at Philippians 2, 3, and 4, it says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit.
圣经里怎么说呢? 我们看看菲利比书2章3到4节, 他说凡事不可结党,不可虚图,贪图虚图的荣耀, 虽谦卑,个人看别人比自己强, 别人不当然要,不要当自己的职业,别人的事。
Okay, thank you. That's exactly, it just shows us what it looks like when we start living a self-centered life. In 2 Timothy 3:9 says, but understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty. The people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness in the head.
所以呢，我们看到刚才讲说，大家顾自己的事，不顾别人的事，造成什么后果呢？我们看提摩太后书3章讲到说，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，那是人专顾自己，贪图钱财，自夸狂傲，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不自洁，不亲情，有金钱的外报，却背了敬钱的实意。
So what is the problem? To summarize this, simply said, Christ is not the center of your life. Your relations, problems, struggles, and brokenness. You are.
其实所有我们看到什么呢？问题所在是在哪儿呢？就在于不是基督为中心，在好多事情上面。当我们临到困难的时候、危险的时候，我们不把基督作为我们中心，往往是靠我们自己来解决一些事情。
No matter how much effort, money, and time you put, just trying to fix our family relations by our own strength and wisdom, it'll only make it worse.
所以我们如果靠自己的方法，你放进钱，放进自己的时间。 就是靠自己的方法来做，那么只能一步一步越来越做越乱，那看不到什么实际的效果。
It also becomes very spiritually and physically tiring, and it only leads to you not trusting and spending all of it.
那我们这结果什么？就是我们身心灵都很疲惫，我们觉得说我们依靠神来做，这样靠我们自己的人来做，然后做到后来，我们跟神的关系往往越来越远。
So the question is, how can we fix this? I mean, there's so many problems, and if family is being so self-centered.
那我们看到这么多问题，我们每个家都是大多数家庭以自我为中心，我们怎么解决这个问题呢？
I want to tell you guys the solution. And the solution is having a Christ-centered family.
那么很简单，我刚才一个方法，我们也讲过，就是以基督为中心的家庭。
First of all, I would like to address to the wives. As you read, it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands."
所以首先我们是对。 妻子们说话，圣经说妻子，太太们你要顺服你的丈夫。Since
as Christians we are called to submit to authority in God altogether, and as Christian wives and mothers specifically, there are times it is difficult to submit under husbands in certain
circumstances.圣经里说我们要这个，总的来讲我们要顺服神，那么对太太来讲和妈妈来讲我们要顺服这个神，顺服丈夫，顺服那个表现。但是很多环境下边，特殊情况下，我们觉得很难做到。
But as wives, you are called to submit, which means you are continually choosing to follow your husband's leadership and allowing him to take the leadership in the church.
但是呢，妻子们，你们要想到，那么你们是被神呼召来，有选择，你们有一个选择来顺服神，来顺服自己的丈夫。It
doesn't mean that the woman is weak or forced, but it means that the woman is trusting God first when she submits to the husband.
就是你顺服神来顺服你的丈夫，不是表示你很弱，你很软弱，恰恰是反映说你是因为你顺服神，你愿意做这个选择。So
when the husband and wife work together, not separately through trust, submission at least to humility of one another.
那你发现当先生跟丈夫能够彼此能够这么去做的时候，彼此去同心这么做的时候，那么就是更看每个人都以基督为中心，家庭往前走。
We have a great example to look up to, and that's Jesus, because he also submitted before his father. He asked also the church to submit to him.
那圣经里面有个道理让我们看到，那么我们的基督耶稣顺服神，让他看我们看到教会也要顺服基督。
So that is basically the Christ-centered life.
这就是个角度，说是大家看到什么叫以基督为中心的妻子的这样的东西。
Now to the husbands and fathers, it says that while most women may be more sensitive than men, I'll admit that men are known to also be hot-tempered, clueless, wild animals.
圣经里讲，那现在我跟先生们讲一讲啊。圣经里，那我们知道，我们常常说太太们妻子往往很敏感啊，她很细心。那么讲了先生们就讲到说，他很这个脾气暴躁，容易刚愎自用。
It's true. This is something I'm not making up, but this is a problem as men that we have, and as husbands more specifically, we must realize that harsh words, angry looks, physical abuse, irritated tones of voice, and impatience will deeply.
那我说的是对，在我们观察看来，先生确实有这些弱点、这些缺点、这些特点。那么，大家我们先生们意识到这个脾气，你的这个猪脾气，你的表情很这个粗暴的这个言语，以及你的行为，以及你这个表情，都会影响家庭的关系。
这个很没讲。
Instead, we should be gentle, patient, encouraging, and being a good example of Christ towards your wives.
那圣经里怎么说呢？刚好从先生们要 gentle， 要温顺，要谦卑，要这个有心去，或者像我们就是对太太有心要照顾她。
And this is so important is that remember that before being her being your wife, she is God's daughter and should be respected.
那么我们想到，我们对这太太想到，我们要对她尊重她，要爱她，因为她是神的女人。我们这么做是对神的一个尊
重。Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her."
圣经里以弗所书5:25讲到，你们做丈夫的爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
That is the Christ-centered husband.
这就是以基督为中心的先生们应该在这里怎么做。
So now to the children, youth, or even elementary.And actually, adults, to all we're all children of our parents as well.
那么现在我们讲对孩子们怎么样在神里边以基督为中心。那当然对各位来讲，我们都是神的儿女，我们也是孩子。
As we read in our main passage, it says obedience, obeying our parents is what pleases the Lord.
那我们在读到主要经文里讲说，顺服神，我们顺服父母是神所喜悦的。
Obeying your parents is much more than just doing what you're told.It is a reflection of our obedience to the Lord Himself.
就是说顺服父母呢，不是说你觉得你只是做了你父母让你做的事情，是让它反映出来你是对神的一种顺服。
And should model Christ's wholehearted obedience to the Father.
那所以要反映出对神全身的委身对基督，那么将来顺服父母。
For as we read in Ephesians 6, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment of promise, that it will be well with you."
所以圣经里以弗所书6:1-3这么说道，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
So I want the children to listen carefully to this. Obeying our parents is one way we show our parents and God that we love them.
所以我跟孩子们青少年们再说一句，你们对父母的尊崇顺服尊敬，也是对神尊重神、顺服神的一个表现。
Whether it's getting our chores done or coming home on time, we're told, obeying our parents is an important command given by God.
所以，作为儿女，你要想到说，你回家按时回家，你做家务，那么这个事情看着很小，但是对父母看来，尊重父母的一个表现，顺服神的一个表现。
Finally, not only are parents motivated to be Christ-like, but most importantly, you as children.Are motivated to be better and to do the same towards your parents, such as forgiving and praying for them.
就对父儿女来讲，你不只是让顺服神，通过这个做些事情，更重要的是说，你也学习你父母，你怎么顺服他们所做的事情，在精神方面怎么去学习他们顺服神。
That is the Christ-centered son and daughter or child.
这就是我所说的这个以基督为中心的儿女是什么样子。
Lastly, father.
最后是爸爸的讲。
I gotta speak a bit more specifically about this because I myself as a child have a relationship with my father as well.
那么最后我还要更多的讲一讲，对父亲来讲，圣灵来怎么讲我们作为在家里做的。
Fathers, there are times, let's be honest, when you can be harsh with punishments, very strict and disrespectful towards your children, comparing other children and showing favoritism.
就是父母爸爸做爸爸，我跟你们讲，因为我们做父母爸爸的，有时候对孩子们，我们是粗暴，我们不尊重他们，特别是我们不尊重他们，而且有时候我们会对孩子之间呢，这个偏向那个孩子，对这个孩子好一点，那个孩子好一点，在哪某些方面，我们有这种倾向。
This is very true as Asian parents and fathers as well.
这是就是对特别对我们亚洲的父母更有这种类似的这种倾向。
Another example is we as fathers you can continue to always point out mistakes and have unreal expectations, and this way of treating your child can harm your relationship and trust.
就是做父母对爸爸来讲，对孩子们的犯这种错误，而且对孩子有一个期望值。就总是要拿你所期望的那个标准，有的时候对孩子往往是造成伤害。
This results in talking less with your child, or not seeing each other as much, and also it can also discourage and disappoint them a lot.
所以造成的结果是孩子你跟人说话说的少了，跟你见面见的少了，那么这样对他们来讲是一个很大的这种使他们气馁。
As a child, as a son, for me growing up with my dad.I think the one biggest thing I wanted him to do is to talk to me more, spend time with me.
作为 Jason 讲，他作为他作为儿子的，那他小时候他最希望爸爸就是跟他花时间，跟他多说话。
So I certainly understand and feel the youth or children what they're going through as well.
所以呢，作为青年人，我们现在先，我跟 Jason 先在先谈，他感觉到他们有这种需要。
More seriously, it can affect their faith and relationship with God, or even the way they look at Christianity.
这听起来很简单，但很重要，因为这种事，他跟你父亲的关系，影响他跟神的关系，因为他看起来，他跟神的属灵关系，他是跟你建立起来的。
As the head of the family, as fathers, Christ is to be the one whom we should resemble first.
所以在家里边，先生们以基督为头，基督为榜样。
Then your children will be able to resemble you, whom the source of that influence is Christ.
他看到你这么做了，他想到说，你这力量的源泉，你作为榜样，你的榜样就成为他的榜样，他也自然也跟随基督，因为你给他设立这个榜样。
They look up to you, and you are to set that example of Christ to them.
孩子们看我们为标准，他 look up you， 他看着你，你是他的标准，你怎么做他怎么做，我们要设立的榜样。
Your relationship with God.Should reflect your relationship with the children. Simply said.
简单一句话，你跟神的关系，往往也看出来你跟孩子的关系怎么样。
In Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is old, they will not depart from it."
那么箴言书22:6讲到，教养儿童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
That is Christ-centered family.
这就是基督为中心的家庭。
And just.Overall, altogether, this is how we as families become Christ-centered.
这样在一起，我们各方面父母、儿女、家庭，父母、儿女一块做，那就形成一个怎么样？是那个基督为中心的家庭。
Last question I want to ask is, so what does it mean to have a Christ-centered family relationship? This quote I want to share with you says, "Blessed are the husband and wife who humbly dedicate their lives and their home to Christ."And practice the teachings of Christ in their home by being unselfish, loyal, patient.
那么这位同学们，那我怎么样？所有家庭跟我们怎么做呢？那么就是父母啊，先生、妻子跟丈夫，把家庭完全的交给神。我们在家庭里边来每天的去去应用的生活里边去谦卑顺服，彼此来相爱。那么这建立一个。不是是忠诚慈爱这样的丈夫妻就有福了。
The very last thing I just want to say is that the family that we've been given is the children. It's a blessing. It's a gift from God.
最后我跟大家讲说，你们所经历的家庭对我们孩子俩是一个神来的祝福给他们。
Before anything else, our families should be our priority. They are our own ministry as well.
其他的侍奉都比起来，家里的侍奉是重要的侍奉。我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, we just thank you for bringing us here together. for really showing your love and your grace upon us daily.
天父，我们谢谢你把我们带在一起，让我们一起来分享主啊，分享你的爱。
God, you've called us to live a certain way with our families, and I pray that today, for the rest of our lives, we continue to honor you through our family relations.
主，你把我们呼召我们，使我们家庭有一种按你的方心意来生活。主，我们在一起的，我们今天再次委身我们家庭，按你的方式来荣耀你。
And rather living a self-centered life and just being selfish, help us to be.And to place you in the center of our lives.
主，就像以前我们作为自我中心的家庭，我们愿意回转，以你为中心的作为我们家庭。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are our greatest example and our teacher and savior.
主，我们谢谢你，你自己为我们设立的榜样。你不只是我们的主，你是我们的老师，你让我们看到你是我们的救主。
And we ask together that we continue to place you as our first priority in our lives.
主，我们求你帮助我们，一直把你做我们生活里的优先，在我们生活里边、家庭里边。
We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们奉基督耶稣圣名。
Amen.